Hi. Et donc on est live de Moscou en Russie. How are you doing?
All good.
All good.
I'm in the park, yeah.
You're in the park?
Yeah.
So my first question for you is, how is it going in your city right now in Moscow in the context of this strange, weird, infinite pandemic?
So, for example, from December, all come back to the normal life. So all open, so restaurants, clubs, museums, all is open. So you can work from the office and people come back to the office. And I don't see the difference between
before.
The life before. Yeah. And only that we have to wear masks. Social distance in the concerts, for example, like conservatory or something like that, but nothing more. And for sure the problems create that borders are closed, so we cannot travel, for example, to Schengen zone, but I hope all will be soon. I hope all borders will be open soon so we can travel.
And so do you have to wear a mask on the streets and inside places?
Inside places, inside shops, but inside, for example, clubs, no. Inside restaurants, no. Inside bars, no. Inside museums, yes.
That's a bit strange.
Concert, yes.
Because art is dangerous in Russia.
Art is dangerous, that's right. And you're closer to each other in a museum, for sure.
How come you don't have to wear masks and you can be so free? What happened?
I don't know. Maybe because we have vaccine Sputnik 5. So people now can do vaccination in any places. It's very comfortable. For example, you can do vaccine in malls, for example, in the park also we have spot, and you can do this all for free.
Can you vaccine yourself like 5 times if you want, if you really like the feeling? Because I heard sometimes you have some hallucination with this vaccine.
No, I don't hear about that. You have to do a vaccine only 2 times. You can do only 2 times.
Okay.
The first and after 2 weeks.
Have you done it?
No, because I had COVID and I have antibodies, and in reality I don't want to do this vaccine because, yes, especially Sputnik, because it's not clear what is the reaction for the woman's health, especially.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah. There's been some issues with women's health.
What kind?
So that's why I think I'm okay, especially because I had when I had COVID, I didn't feel anything. I mean, I don't feel that I'm sick. I didn't know that I had COVID.
So how did you know?
After when I did at the party, we did the COVID tests, and I saw that I have antibody.
Oh, okay.
So
you're clear for now.
So how are people in the street? People are happy. They drink like normal. They hug like crazy. What?
Yes, all like normal. For example, this weekend I visited, I don't know, 3 parties and super full, all without masks, without social distance. Yesterday, my friend came from London, and she's Russian, but she was shocked because in the park, all people, no social distance, all happy, dancing, singing in the middle of the night. But it was Monday, so all like super like every time.
Is it easy to come to join you?
Yeah, is it easy to travel to Russia? Like, could we come?
I don't know. This question, I don't know. I think, but European people, no. I don't have.
That's right. London is not part of Europe, of course.
Yeah, but she's Russian, so she have.
Right. She can come in.
She have rights, yes. Yeah. And if you have a business reasons or something like that, you can travel here. But I don't see a lot of people from.
And did you decide yourself to stay in Moscow? You didn't really have a choice during this whole year.
Yeah, I had a choice. So I was in, I don't know, I was in Russia, but in Kaliningrad, because my parents from Kaliningrad. I spent there some months, and when pandemic just started, I moved from Moscow to a big house with my two friends, and we spent in three this time in a forest in a big house. So.
Oh, that's a nice way. And then you came back to Moscow.
And after I came back to Moscow, yes, and it was very strange feelings because I live in the center of Moscow. Streets was super empty, nobody in the street. You have to electronic, you know, code to have possibility to go out.
Electronic code?
Yeah, we had electronic code. We have to do registration through through website that we want to go out, and we have a permission to go. I guess one time in a day or one time one place. I don't remember because it was 1 year ago. And in June, from June, I can go, for example, to work and all back start to back to normal. But also clubs. Yes, we had clubs was open also.
And clubs are amazing in Moscow.
So what is missing now apart from traveling from before the pandemic?
And I just precise that you cannot go in Russia.
If you're not Russian, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a foreigner with a permanent séjour, permanent. You have to be a diplomat or a driver with planes, basically. So you can't go in Russia. Normal people can go in Russia. But excuse my French. This is a precision I wanted to add. Go on, please.
Yes, unfortunately.
So what's missing now, really, in your life? Because we miss a lot of things here in France. And it sounds like you are only missing traveling around, but apart from that, that's it, no?
Yes, that's it. I think only this. So I cannot travel, but all, I don't know, I can go to any places, all come back to normal. So now I'm, I talk with you from the park and hear people with kids, with all drive bicycles and all fantastic and weather is good and all very good.
And do people still talk about COVID or is it something from the past now?
No, like from my circle, I don't hear that people talk about COVID, but a lot, I know people who died and I know people who was in a hospital because of the COVID. So
it's real. It's real also in Russia.
Yes, but I think our medical care, healthcare, works very good. Because I hear only good about doctors, about how they deal with this situation.
You're quite positive. We're gonna stay with you and listen to one of your Russian upbeat tune, and then we'll get back with you for the second part of this interview.
What is this track?
Okay.
It's Cream and Soda. Cream Soda?
Cream Soda.
Yes, the Cream Soda is why I choose this track, because this track was... the premiere was the pandemic just started, and it was very popular in Russia.
Et vous pourrez,
super popular song.
Découvrir le clip.
Through the pandemic.
Okay. Qui a l'air assez fou. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Je suis très seul ce soir.
Eh bien non, monsieur. Justement, vous ne l'êtes plus.
Suicide FM, avec Camille et Xavier. L'espoir d'y croire encore.
Oui, tout va bien.
Encore.
And we're back with Sasha live from Moscow. Are you still with us?
Yeah.
That's a really fun song. I'm definitely going to listen to that. Is that what you listen to in clubs?
Yeah, and it's a good music video. It's about pandemic situation in Moscow.
Yeah, you can see people dancing on their balcony and some weird guy cleaning everything with some sprays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, talking about this year, did you feel positive, scared, happy, depressed? Or
I always feel positive. I try to feel stay positive and fine. I don't have fear about it. I just only worry about health of my parents and my friends and people at all. But I am a positive, yes.
That's right.
I was not scared.
You were not scared. And people around you, if they're not feeling quite confident, what do you tell them so they can feel hope?
For example, I don't know. I think it's the most important to stay positive, and it's only just a part of the of our life. I don't know. Sometimes it happens,
And it will pass. So And what do you do yourself during your day so you can be positive or just, you know, stay joyful? What are your top tips?
I stay alone and doing my things. Like I have a Google Calendar, and it's very important to have a full day full of things. So every hour I write something what I have to do, and yes, and the most important, I think, or to stay alone or to stay with positive people around you. If people start to be negative, I don't want to stay with them.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. So stay busy, surround yourself with positive people, and if not, be on your own and enjoy your own company, because that's a really good thing to do.
Yes, exactly.
And now that we are hopefully coming to a sort of end to this huge pandemic and you're going to be able to travel again, what are you looking forward to do first thing when the borders reopen? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Italy and France for sure. So, yes.
Why?
Why? Because I love weather and nature and history in Italy, and friends, because I have a lot of friends, and I love Paris and south of France. I love.
And what do you think is going to happen in people's brain? How will they manage to come back to reality or real life? Will they Uber consume? Or will they assume that they changed and they will behave in another way? Maybe
I
more.
Think it depends. Thank you for the question. I think that it will be depends from economical situation also, because some people have problems because of the pandemic. Some people have not, and
Is the Russian government giving some funds and help for people who have lost their job?
No.
Not at all.
No. It was very funny because when pandemic was started, the government told, okay, all nobody, so people don't work for 1 month, but government don't support business, and government don't support nobody.
Did they send you vodka so you could just drown your sorrow or something?
No, nothing.
Not even? Oh, wow.
No, not even. Yes, so and do all you, by myself.
Yeah, do you have people around you which are angry? I know that the political situation is pretty fucked up in Russia, but in Moscow there is lots of cracks and places to be as free as a bird.
Rebellious?
To be honest, the political situation in Moscow now is very difficult, because people can go to prison for a repost in Instagram, for a repost in Twitter. For example, one person go to prison for 2 years because did repost of a video of Rammstein 2 years ago. So
you have to be really careful.
You have to be careful, and you cannot feel safe here in the political aspect.
So it's worse than
you don't know.
It's worse than before. And do you think the COVID situation kind of push further in the darker way?
Yeah. After now, it's more difficult.
Right. We won't ask you too many questions. Maybe you can't say too much.
Putin. You know that when you say Putin, 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 yes. Someone is now surveilling us.
Better.
No. Stay safe, Sasha.
But what do you think is why is he still in power? Why do you want things to change or around yourself? Do you have people who really want this to end, too?
I think our country have very difficult history, and I don't see. For example, we have not a position, and I don't know how to. I don't see other way, and who can be president in our country. But what is happened with censura? How to say in English? I don't know. Censura.
Censure. Yeah.
We don't use this word in French because we are never censured. It doesn't exist in our country. We are the freedom nation.
Supposedly.
So it starts to be looks like a bit 1937 when
shit. Yes.
Like repression. We have like political repression in reality.
How can we help? Can we do something?
The open borders.
Open the borders, okay.
And wait. Come to Europe.
And come to Europe, yes.
Come
and
visit us in Paris.
Yes.
Maybe to talk more also about political prisoners in Russia, because we have a lot of artists who are in prison. Yes, the situation.
What about the young?
Not good.
The young generation, like yours, are they speaking up about all of this?
Yeah, young generation is. Is more about against
the
our
government
situation. Yeah.
Mm.
Because the internet, TikTok, and yeah.
And you go to jail.
Yeah.
You speak too much. Yeah. Well, hopefully that will change sometime soon. At some point.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, thank you very much.
I have a last question because nobody knows what you do in life and how old are you.
What I'm doing? Sorry, I cannot understand.
What are you doing?
What's your job?
What's your job?
What's my job?
Yeah.
Yes, my job. I'm a producer, and now I work about my project, my own project, because I want to do a movie. So now the situation is good for me.
And how old are you?
I am 30.
This is why you're listening to some tracks like Metronomy.
That's a song I'm gonna leave you on. Yeah, that's your last song.
Maybe.
It was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sasha. And hopefully
see you
in the summertime in Paris.
Be strong and good luck.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.